This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, it will be Mountain Home's basketball to start this third quarter. They'll be moving left to right in the second half. Both teams getting their last second instructions from their coaches. Now Jonesboro comes out on the floor. And now Mountain Home's about to break their huddle. Now they come out on the floor. Peyton Husky will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. We are getting ready to get back underway. Official hands her the ball. She'll throw it in the backcourt to Gilbert, and we are back underway. Here is Gilbert into the frontcourt. Jonesboro once again in a man-to-man defense. Gilbert takes the screen from Penn, drills to the right elbow, and throws up top to Husky. Back to Gilbert on the wing. Now she'll take the screen from Foreman, throw it up top to Penn. Over to Emma Martin near the left corner. She takes the screen, now throws it to Foreman. Over to Husky on the right side. Husky will throw it up top to Penn. Down to Foreman in the paint, going up for the layup. Is fouled from behind. She'll head to the free throw line for a two-shot opportunity and a chance to give Mountain Home the lead back once again. Destiny Salary picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against Jonesboro here in the second half. So Anna Grace Foreman at the free throw line, where so far she is one of two. With 7 points, make it one of three as she misses the first one here. We are 30 seconds into the second half, and Foreman with one more free throw and a chance to tie it. Second shot is up and in. She gets the second one. She now has 8 points. That's the second tie of the night. We're knotted up at 19 all. Mitchell into the front court for Jonesboro. Drills to the right side, gives it to Sonny Martin in the corner. She dribbles out to the wing. Now goes up to the top, throws over to Mitchell on the left side, down to Salary in the corner. Salary dribbles out to the wing. Now goes back into the corner. Now throws it to Hardaway near the elbow. Hardaway goes down into the lane. Her pass knocked away, stolen by Peyton Husky. Fourth turnover against Jonesboro. Less than 7 minutes left of the third quarter. Here's Emma Martin with it up top for Mountain Home. She'll drill to the right side. Her pass knocked away, but Penn gets it. Now throws it to Foreman. And now she's going to be called for another travel. 10th turnover against the Lady Bombers. 6:45 left of the third quarter. We're tied at 19 all. Mitchell across the timeline for the Lady Hurricane. Drills to the left side. Now goes down toward the corner. Now she's going to pull up for a two-pointer, long two-pointer. No good. Ball knocked around, controlled by Jonesboro. Here's Sonny Martin with a three on the left side. That one won't go either. Another offensive rebound. This for Kiana Hardaway. She has it on the low block, going up for the layup, and she's called for the travel this time. Fifth turnover against the Lady Hurricane. Aston Yates checking in, replacing Kyra Penn. 6:19 left of the third quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back. Again, we're tied at 19. It's a full court man right now for Jonesboro. Here's Kate Gilbert with it. She'll get it into the front court. Throws over to Husky on the left wing. Takes the screen from Foreman. Now throws up top to Yates. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert drills into the corner. Tried to kick it out to Yates. Ball was knocked away. Stolen by Jonesboro. 11th turnover against Mountain Home. Here is Mitchell into the front court. Throws over to Salary on the right side. Now back to Mitchell in the corner. She drills out to the wing. Now back to Salary in the corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Emma Martin. Martin almost lost the handle of the ball, but she is able to get it back. Here is Gilbert with it up top. She'll drill to the left side. Now takes a screen from Yates. Pulls up at the elbow for the jumper, partially blocked by Sonny Martin, and Jonesboro comes up with the ball. 5:22 left of the third quarter. Here is Kayla Mitchell going down into the lane, going up for the reverse layup, blocked by Mountain Home. Ball goes out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say last touch by Mitchell. And so it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 5:16 left of the third quarter. Chassie Jackson checking back in for the Lady Hurricane, replacing Kiana Hardaway. And for Mountain Home, Kate Gilbert's going to take a seat as Leah Jackson checks in for the first time tonight. She'll take the inbound pass. Jackson, a 5'6 junior. Now she'll give it to Emma Martin, who brings it into the front court. Here's Husky with it on left wing. Goes up top, dribbles over, throws over to Yates on the right side. Now to Leah Jackson. She picks up her dribble, throws up top to Husky, who will set up the offense. Now Emma Martin has it. She dribbles to the left wing, throws up top to Jackson. Over to Husky. Down to Foreman all by herself on the low block for the layup. Good. Anna Grace Foreman now in double figures with 10 points. That is the ninth lead change of the night as Mountain Home goes on top 21-19. 4.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Here's Mitchell into the front court. Throws over to Jackson. Down to Clark in the left corner. She dribbles out to the wing. Skip pass to Jackson. She dribbles to the right corner. Now throws up top to Mitchell. Up top to Hardaway. I'm sorry, to Clark. Now over to Jackson on the left, right wing. Up top to Sonny Martin. Her pass to Salary. I don't know if it was just missed or knocked away, but Jonesboro comes up with it. Here's Mitchell going down to lane. Now kicks out to Clark. She's going to pull up on the right side for the jumper. No good. Long rebound. Chased down by Peyton Husky. And back come the Lady Bombers. Less than 4 minutes left of the third quarter. 21-19. Mountain Home leading it. Husky throws it to Emma Martin, who will set the offense. Now throws it up top to Jackson. Over to Husky near the left corner. She dribbles down into the lane. Now kicks out to Jackson on the right wing, and she's going to be called for the travel. Shuffled her feet a little too much. 12th turnover against the Lady Bombers with 3:36 left of the third quarter. Brooklyn Dooley is going to check back in for Jonesboro, replacing Tamia Clark. Over 3.5 minutes again left in the third quarter. Jonesboro with the ball. Mountain Home with a two-point advantage. Mitchell into the front court. Throws over to Dooley on the right side. Goes down Salary on the low block. She's going to put up the shot over Foreman. No good, but Foreman commits the foul, and it will be a two-shot opportunity for Destiny Salary. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against Mountain Home. So Destiny Salary at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 2 with 11 points. She has shot the Lady Hurricanes' only free throws of the evening. Salary's first shot is up and in. Kate Gilbert's going to check back in, replacing Leah Jackson. And Salary has an opportunity to tie this game back up with her second shot. And it is up. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Anna Grace Foreman. And Mount Home will keep the lead 21-20 with 3:20 left of the third quarter. Gilbert with it up top for the Lady Bombers. Gilbert throws it to Foreman. Now back to Gilbert between the circles. 3 minutes left of the period. Gilbert throws it to Yates down in the left corner. Down to Foreman on the low block. Finds Yates. Cutting it into the lane. Her pass was knocked away and stolen by Mitchell. Another turnover against Mountain Home. Their 13th of the night. Here is Dooley into the front court. Throws it to Chassie Jackson. Now up top to Sonny Martin. Down to Salary in the right corner. Her three-pointer, good. Destiny Salary with 15 points. 10th lead change of the night. Jonesboro up 23-21. Here is Emma Martin throwing it into the front court to Husky. Now Jonesboro's going with a zone defense where they're trapping, and it works as they come up with another steal. And now Jonesboro's going to take the timeout. So we'll break with 2:24 left to play in the third quarter. It is Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 23-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's a real post from a real Chick-fil-A guest. At Our Foodie Ventures writes, quick lunch today, a Chick-fil-A grilled chicken club sandwich never disappoints. Chicken emoji, licking lips emoji. Thanks, Our Foodie Ventures. Glad Chick-fil-A could be part of your ventures. It's the little things that make our grilled chicken club sandwich worth the trip, like the backyard grilled flavor in every bite. Also, did we mention it has bacon? Insert bacon emoji. Share your stories at Chick-fil-A with hashtag the little things.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Well, coming out of the timeout, Salary went into the lane for a layup. Ball was knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Tom. Jonesboro inbounded on the baseline with 2:13 left of the third quarter. They lead 23-21. Sunny Martin has on the right wing. Now she dribbles up to the top. Throws over to Dooley on the left side. Mount Tom once again in man-to-man. Dooley going down into lane for the layup. And a late foul call. I'm not sure why they waited. I think it was a good call. It just seemed like they waited a while to make it. But Leah Jackson picks up her first personal foul. She checked in during the timeout. That is the second team foul against Jonesboro, against Mount Tom here in the second half. So Brooklyn Dooley will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. 2:03 left in the third quarter. As she can make it a two-possession game with these free throws. First shot for Dooley is up. In and out, no good. So it'll remain a one-possession game, regardless of whether or not she hits this next one. Dooley's second shot is up and good. She gets 1-2. She now has 3 points, and that is Jonesboro lead as well, 24-21. And Mount Tom turns it over on the inbounds pass, and then Destiny Salary commits to travel, so the team's exchanging turnovers there. 15th against Mount Tom, 6th against Jonesboro. 1:58 left to play in the third quarter. 24-21, Lady Hurricane leading it. Martin takes the inbound pass, gives it back to Husky. She throws it into the front court to Foreman as Mount Tom breaks the press. Foreman gives it to Penn on the low block. Has the ball knocked away from her, stolen by Brooklyn Dooley. Back on the Lady Hurricane. Sonny Martin going up for the three-pointer near the left corner. No good, but chases down her own rebound. Goes back up with the layup. Good. Sonny Martin with 4 points. 5-point lead all of a sudden for the Lady Hurricane. Less than a minute and a half left. And another turnover in the backcourt against Mountain Home as Mitchell gets the steal, throws it to Salary, her jumper good. And now Mountain Home is going to take a timeout. Dell Leonard has seen enough. We'll break with 1:14 left to play in the third quarter as Jonesboro leads Mountain Home 28-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Well, right now, Mount Tom is struggling to handle Jonesboro switching to a zone defense, and they're trapping full court. It is Lady Hurricane leading 28-21 with over a minute left of the third quarter. Emma Martin throws it to Husky, gives it back to Emma Martin, and she'll get it across the timeline. Here's Husky with it on the right side, gives it to Foreman. Now tries to give it to Penn. She misses the handle of it. Now Leah Jackson has it in the left corner. She'll throw it out to Martin on the wing. 55 seconds left of the quarter. And Martin's just holding the ball right now. Now Salary comes out there on her. Martin loses her footing but keeps her dribble and gives it to Husky on the left wing. Now she'll take the screen from Penn, finds Penn at the left elbow. Back up top to Husky, over to Jackson on the right side. She'll take the screen from Foreman. Throws up top to Penn, over to Martin on the left side. 26 seconds left in the third quarter. Martin will dribble up to the top. Gives over to Husky on the right side. Now Husky takes the screen from Foreman, dribbles up between the circles. Goes very near the half-court stride. 13 seconds. Now gives it to Foreman up the top. Now Martin has it. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good! Emma Martin with 10 points. And Jonesboro with one more chance to get a shot. Dooley on the right wing for the three-pointer. No good. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. Well, it's a good way to end the period for Mountain Home. It is Jonesboro leading after three quarters, 28-24. We'll start the final period in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When it comes to your banking needs, you certainly have a choice. When you choose to bank local, you're choosing to support your local community, your local economy, your friends, and neighbors. At Integrity First Bank, we are proud to be the only local bank headquartered right here in Mountain Home. Stop in and visit us at 502 South Hickory or visit us online to learn more about how Integrity First Bank has been serving our local friends and neighbors in Baxter and Marion counties since 1963. We value our hometown relationships, our community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First.